Max, what are you doing here in the middle of the day? Anna hugged him. The familiar scent of his aftershave mixed with whiskey surrounded her. Something was up, because Max never drank before 5.
Took a long lunch.
His absent tone told Anna his mind wasn't really on her or their conversation.
You busy?
I was gonna let Myra. Don't worry, Anna. I can wait a little bit. Myra eyed Max with her usual guarded admiration. Myra was wary of Max. Most people were. Over 6 feet tall and big-boned, Max hardly ever smiled, giving the impression that he was always serious. Which was true in a lot of ways, but he did have a wicked sense of humor, drier than the Arizona desert. With his chocolate brown eyes and wavy blonde hair, Max should have looked like a big teddy bear. Dressed in a slate gray suit, a black shirt, and red tie, he appeared lethal and dangerously sexy. Oh, God, was he sexy. Anna cleared her throat. Want something to drink? He shook his head. Okay, why don't we head on back to my office? She grabbed her coffee and led Max to the small room behind the service counter. Entering first, she headed for her comfy desk chair. Max closed the door behind him. When she'd taken over the restaurant a couple years ago, the tiny room had been painted gray, with much of it peeling off. She'd painted the room lavender, giving it a softer appearance, and hung a large mirror behind her desk. It helped give the illusion that the room was bigger. If she was going to be stuck handling paperwork, she wanted to make sure she didn't feel trapped in a square box. She didn't do well in any kind of box, square or otherwise. Anna slid her sandals off and propped her feet on the desk, showing off her blue nail polish and the new toe ring she'd picked up in Gainesville. She took a sip of her coffee and set the mug down. What's up, Maxwell? You don't take off in the middle of the day, ever.
Cynthia called off our engagement.
Of all the things he could say, that was the last thing she expected. For a few seconds, her mind froze, trying to compute what he had just told her. Then, her feet landed with a thud on the floor. She broke it off? The woman obviously needed some professional help. Cynthia Myers had been lucky to get a man like Max. Max shoved his hands in his pockets and rocked back on his heels. One side of his full, sensuous mouth quirked, and a zing of heat blazed through her.